King Leopold's Ghost by Adam Hochschild. Copyright 1998 by Adam Hochschild. This recording of the full-length reading of King Leopold's Ghost was published by arrangement with Georges Borchardt, Incorporated, and was produced in 2000 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape, Incorporated. This book is read by Jeffrey Howard. For David Hunter. Introduction. The beginnings of this story lie far back in time, and its reverberations still sound today. But for me, a central incandescent moment, one that illuminates long decades before and after, is a young man's flash of moral recognition. The year is 1897 or 1898. Try to imagine him, briskly stepping off a cross-channel steamer, a forceful, burly man in his mid-twenties with a handlebar moustache. He is confident and well-spoken, but his British speech is without the polish of Eton or Oxford. He is well-dressed, but the clothes are not from Bond Street. With an ailing mother and a wife and growing family to support, he is not the sort of person likely to get caught up in an idealistic cause. His ideas are thoroughly conventional. He looks, and is, every inch the sober, respectable businessman. Edmund Dean Morell is a trusted employee of a Liverpool shipping line. A subsidiary of the company has the monopoly on all transport of cargo to and from the Congo Free State, as it is then called, the huge territory in Central Africa that is the world's only colony claimed by one man. That man is King Leopold II of Belgium, a ruler much admired throughout Europe as a philanthropic monarch. He has welcomed Christian missionaries to...